Keith, any question? What's my question? What are we talking about? We're talking, do you remember the last paragraph? Which was a very long one. What was it all about? Okay. It's like this. First, we were talking about something. We're talking about the long story, which was the last part somehow of a very long stuff. We were talking about the prayer, wishes, how should you think? And at the end, we arrived to a very precise address to the prayer. Says, remember, we are talking here about feeling, heart, man, right? Says, for that, you should forget whatever you wish or you think is good for you. Because, do you remember the first days of this education? We talked about something. We talked about knowledge and wisdom. We talked about this knowledge which is for the animal. Okay, in human being is a very advanced one, but it is still knowledge, a tool, only. And the brain is always wrong because it believes in rules, and we are talking about exceptions, right? For all of that, he said, forget what you want. He said, this is something that will change you, will change what you want and all of that. There is only one thing to wish for. Only one prayer. That's it. The rest, yes, they are good somewhere else. But here, there is only one prayer. What is it? Is asking nothing from anyone. No one. But the beloved. And asking the beloved about what? Being accepted, that's all. Being connected. You don't decide about what and how it happens. Just connection with beloved would be simple. So whatever you want, ask from beloved. If you do that, what will happen? If you honestly, seriously, forget whatever wishes you could have, and stick to one, that one only, asking beloved, asking how, to give you what you need, then what will happen? Suddenly there is only a cow. You will see your ego, the cow. You will see it because it will break the door. It will come in your house. It will appear in the open. Then it's easy. Kill it. That's the beginning. When you kill it, logic is against you. Is it not? Why logic is against you when you kill your ego?
He doesn't want it to happen.
Oh, because your logic is made to protect the ego. That's what the logic is. Look around you. Forget the human beings. In all animals, the brain works in a logical way and has only one mission, to protect the ego, the self. That's what the brain is made for. And that's how it works. We are talking beyond the logic, right? Because we know there is something beyond the logic. What is it? What is beyond the logic? Let's say a six-year-old boy standing here will ask you, excuse me, what is beyond the logic? Everything is logical. Is there something beyond the logic? You should know. This is one of the most important points I repeat here. And I brag about it and I say yes, because I went to that school, I discovered this. Beauty. What's the logic of beauty? Haha, excuse me. Huh? I have all degrees in art. There is no logic. Yes, there are. Little bit here, little bit there. I said, okay, one teacher will insist on harmony, the other one say no, contrast will do better job. And both are right. Because which one is good? Harmony or contrast? Both. It depends where, when, which artist is doing what. Right? Beauty. And we said at the beginning of book two, the pillar of whatever we are talking here is beauty. Rumi talked about it when he was explaining it. Do you remember? Right at the beginning of book two, which was about wisdom, he explained it. Do you remember? No. Why shouldn't you? Because the paragraph was long, 120 something verses. Yes, the beginning of book two. Do you remember the categories I make? I said, I take the responsibility for that. It's six book for seven period. First one is yearning. There is no book, there is no teaching. You should be that fellow, pass that and come here. Okay. The first book is about love. We explain the love, remember? Mainly what love is not. Second book was the wisdom itself. Right at the beginning he said, there are 3 points in this wisdom. First paragraph, 3 points, remember? First, this is somehow returning to we. Because you're not we. You are I, be capital. And that I, even when it is at the highest level of education, remember the Mi'raj? He said, even then, the flower will not open. Bring it back. Whatever you find, the knowledge, is not worth it. You should bring it back to the culture, then it is worth it. Then it is active, right? He talked about this first. Second, he said, remember, the enemy is in you. The donkey is the enemy of the path. He wants to go and eat. Remember? The ego. Because that's the only problem I have. No complaint about that side. This is improving myself. Right? What was the third point? The third point was, he said, I'm like Abraham. And I have a picture. And that picture of my beloved looks like an idol, but it's idol breaker. What was that? How many times do you think I should go back to book two to remind you this? He said, listen, there are two pictures of the human being. One picture is logically made by Satan. Satan is the knowledgeable fellow, right? He's not dumb, he's very clever and knows everything, knows reality. And in reality, when he looked at me, he made a picture. What is that picture? Is the Darwin picture. Is the picture that, yes, I'm an animal. I'm a monkey. Yes, I'm better than a monkey. I don't know what it means better. Okay, I'm a monkey. We are one kind of monkey. That's one picture of a human being. Rumi didn't say Darwin, but he said Satan made this picture of a human being, right? But there is another picture of the human being. What is that other one? He said, there is another picture of me which is made by Abraham, which is made by prophets, which is made by saints. How do they picture a human being? A very beautiful creature, somehow, right? He said, you know what? Between these two, I prefer this beautiful one. Why? Just because it is beautiful? Or there was a reason? Somewhere, somehow write it down to remember it always, because this is one of the main keys. I told you. What do you know about the heart? You tell me. Nothing. What is there to know about the heart? What is it? That is the key. There is only one thing that we know about the heart. Remember? It's beautiful. Huh, into your heart. It's beautiful. Do you want me to prove it? I cannot. Because when I tell you Mona Lisa del Gioconda is beautiful, you could say, no, prove it to me. And I say, I cannot prove it to you, you don't have the taste, sorry. It's like that. Do you remember that? You have to remember it always. The pillar of this knowledge, as far as I understand, is based on beauty. And we know Haq is beautiful. Then Rumi said what? Rumi said, ah, that beautiful is calling me. What does that mean? Is he calling you? Yes or no?
Yes.
How?
By my own needs.
Deep down in your heart. Oh, let's go back to Hap. What is Hap? Oh, remember?
Just.
This is Hap. Hap is a big word. Means just, justice, real, expectancy, all of that, right? This is what Haqq is. Because Haqq is your right, Haqq is something which is really correct. Even the research is tahqiq, means looking for the truth. Just, justice, all of that. So imagine something like that, okay? How do you feel about it? Huh? If something is unjust, you don't feel good. If something is not truth, somehow you don't feel good. Means what? Means heart is pulling you. That's how you feel pulled. This is the attraction we have. Down in our spirit, we have